Okay, good evening. This is the public witness hearing of the Public Service Commission. In Public Service Commission docket number 15-035-84.
Yat eh chen chen. Ado kro ho wan kredo sa le di adet in di anu hi ahido nal sos ashla tato nas maso traton shla do se beton tingi e biado ke ni kheta ni ne ne.
Before we go any further, we have a Navajo interpreter present in case anyone wants to speak to us in Navajo and have it translated into English. However, before we go further, I want to ask if anyone in the room would like to request that the entire hearing be translated into Navajo.
Behot itne adon dat nek ache yas ki kis to belagan nek ache shad or nis no sin or to a kone.
I'm not seeing anyone make that request, so we won't translate any farther until someone requests it further at that point.
A kokade adosa yados negi penina et a kodobelaganic echede yan kishodoni net ada naskode shijitan sahuin of snoshe ni hafta ador nisne.
Okay, thank you. Stay here if you'd like. And we're here. Oh, yes, sir. What? We do not have microphones set up in this building. Am I speaking loud enough? So if we have witnesses speak to us, we'll try to deal with that as best we can, but we don't have, when we set up this room, we didn't bring microphones and don't have the equipment set up to do that. We do have plenty of space here on the front rows if anyone wants to move closer to be able to hear better. And for those who will be speaking to us, they have the option of either standing here or if they'd rather sit on the front row and speak to us, both of those options are available. The name of this docket is in the matter of the application of Rocky Mountain Power for approval of purchase and transfer agreement and power supply agreement with Navajo Tribal Utility Authority and amendment of certificate of public convenience and necessity. So what this case is about is a purchase and transfer agreement and power supply agreement between Rocky Mountain Power and the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority to transfer some assets and service agreement from Rocky Mountain Power to the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority, NTUA. This hearing is the opportunity for anyone from the public to provide comment on whether the Public Service Commission should approve that contract and transfer and the amendment to Rocky Mountain Power Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. So anyone from the public who wants to speak to that issue is welcome to do so. I also understand I've been informed by the NTUA that there are customer service reps from that utility present today. So if anyone wants, outside of this hearing, if they want to speak to a customer service representative of the NTUA, they're present and available for that today. And the last I checked, we don't have a very long list for signups, I understand. Is that right, Ms. Murray? How many?
One.
We have one individual who's signed up to provide public comment. The NTUA has also offered to provide some background on the docket and on what this transfer is about. They've made that request to provide that. I was going to wait and start and see how many people wanted to speak to us, to see how much time we wanted to give to NTUA, but with only one on the sign up so far, I think we have some availability to allow NTUA to make some presentation on background information to us this afternoon.
Thank you, Chairman. Mr. Chairman, we'll do that then. Patricia. So, Patricia, if you want to come forward and do you want to do it with the PowerPoint or just verbally?
I have a PowerPoint, okay. But if not, I do have sheets in front of me.
Okay, go ahead and make the presentation. And first of all, explain who you are. So the commissioners know who you are. Oh, good.
I think you've already said your name, but would you just say it one more time before you start? Oh, certainly. Whatever you prefer.
Okay. Give me about a minute. Just a second.
Sure. While you're getting ready, I can't remember if I said this. I don't think I did. If anyone else wanted to speak to us tonight, Ms. Cheryl Murray, who's on the back on this side here, has a sign-up sheet. So right now she has one individual who's signed up to speak to us after this presentation. If anyone else wants to sign up and speak about this issue, please see Ms. Murray at the back of the room to get on the sign-up list. Thank you.
First of all, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to make this presentation. And I'm going to go ahead and just present this in English, and because it does take a little bit longer to go back and forth. But good evening, everybody, colleagues, people that are here today. My name is Patricia Watchman, and I'm the customer service supervisor out of Shiprock District, Shiprock, New Mexico. And the customer service supervisor, as I said. But welcome. And as NTUA, we know NTUA as a nonprofit enterprise of the Navajo Nation in providing multi-utility services to the Navajo people. And we provide services such as electric, natural gas, water, wastewater, renewable energy, and communications. Those are some things we work on. As we know, NTUA was established by the Navajo Nation Council in 1959. And the organization of NTUA comprises, of course, the customers that are make the company as a whole. And they have an oversight of, the utility company has an oversight by the Navajo Nation Council and also the Navajo NTUA Management Board that comprises of 7 members that oversee the NTUA. And then, of course, the employees and the company as a whole. And what we are here today to present is what was established back in 1959, back January 22nd, 1959 is the day that NTUA was given a name, was established as an enterprise. And back in August 22nd, 1959 is when the letter of agreement was formulated and established by the Navajo Nation chairman and also the Rocky, Utah Power and Light at the time. And so with that said, in particular, there's a 4-page document here that explains the letter of agreement. But in particular, that I'd like to share, it does say, should the tribe be interested in acquiring ownership of all distribution, transmission, and substation facilities, or only in distribution of facilities which we have constructed within the reservation, we agree to negotiate with the tribe. And so today we stand before you and we are also presenting this as the Navajo people, as an enterprise of the Navajo Nation. And so some questions get posed. How do we do our rate making process? And just to basically give you an idea, to begin a rate study, if we should do a rate increase, is we have outside independent consultant that does a study on it, and then it gets forwarded to the NTUA management for recommendations. From there, there will be regional public meetings that are held on the reservation at various locations, and comments would be gathered. From there, an official last public meeting would be held in Window Rock, which is in the, within the Navajo Nation main headquarters. And from there, comments are reviewed by management board, and a final decision is made by the NTUA management board, whether it's going to be approved or not. So that's how our rate increase is structured. That's the process. We at NTUA, we have a mission statement, and our mission statement is to provide safe and reliable services to our customer that exceeds their expectations. And with that, we continue to work with our customers within the Navajo land. And here I have an overall general count of customers, and this data is dated 2015, which was about a year ago. And in particular, I'll bring out the electric number of customers, and we have 39,682 customers as of last year, which we are very proud of, and it is continuing to grow. And also, I would like to share the workforce, the statistics that we have. And this is data between 2005 and 2015. And back in 2005, we had 501 employees. Out of that, 10 are non-native, and majority of them are Diné people. And in 2015, about last year, we have 666 employees company-wide within NTUA, and 23 of them are non-natives. So majority is native. And we're really proud to say that we've been recognized to provide reliable, safe electric services, you know, outside NTUA, and we've been recognized 3 times as national recognition. So we're very proud of that as a company. And we also do public awareness, public outreach to our communities, such as Customer Appreciation Day, being involved with community events. We recognize our veterans. We involve ourselves with school functions, events, sponsorships, and et cetera. So we do that a lot. And so that's just to capture what we do at NTUA. And I just want to thank you all for giving us this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Murray stepped out. Sorry. Yeah, could I get the list so far from you? Thank you. Okay, is Joseph Benali in the room? Would you like to speak? You can speak from where you are or wherever you're most comfortable speaking from.
I'd like to tell you my mom, I'm going to explain everything to her after the meeting's all over. So she wants to know what was going on.
Okay. So did you? Okay. And you didn't have anything else you wanted to present to us?
What's that?
Did you have anything else that you wanted to say to us in this meeting?
I really believe that I'm just like I just read about it. That's all.
Okay.
I was just hoping you guys would get to the point instead of.
Okay. Sure. Well, we appreciate your comments today. And as I said before, our commission has been asked to approve this contract and agreement between Rocky Mountain Power and the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority. And so we're here to hear any public comment to that. We're having another hearing on this issue in Salt Lake City on Thursday, and then after that hearing is when we will issue a written order following that. Our notice of this hearing today indicated that we would give anyone who was present by 6 p.m. a reasonable opportunity to speak. And so we have a while until 6. We need to keep the hearing available to anybody who shows up by 6 o'clock and wants to speak. At this point, I'm not aware of anyone else who has asked to speak to us. And so it might make sense to just adjourn until around 6 or until someone else shows up and expresses a desire to speak to us. I'm going to look around the room and see if there's anyone else who has anything to say or present to this hearing before we move to that point. And I'm not seeing any, so I think we'll just adjourn. Oh, okay. Yes.
I just heard say so that NGA is taking the south of that, and the north of San Juan River is going to be Rocky Mountain. I'm not really sure what's going on with that, and I want to know what's going on with that.
Okay. Sure, and I don't. We're not in a position to do question and answer tonight. This the purpose of this hearing was to take public comment, but there are people here who can have conversations with you about that. I think the NTUA has offered to have people here in the room who can answer customer questions like that or questions about the application. That falls really outside of the purpose of the hearing, but we're happy to hear any comments or questions that you have. We're just not in a position to answer questions as part of the hearing, at least. So, did you have anything else you wanted to present? No. Anyone else who wants to present before we adjourn till either 6 o'clock or when someone arrives who wants to speak to us, whichever of those comes sooner. And I'm not seeing any indication from the room, so we will informally adjourn until that point. Thank you. And we'll all just stay here. Okay, we are back for this hearing with the Utah Public Service Commission.
Rocky Mountain Power Day is the agent of Opa, who did not install or necessitate a definition.
We are a Utah state agency that has been asked to approve an agreement between Rocky Mountain Power and the Navajo Utility Tribal Authority.
I don't understand why they get so late. Rocky Mountain Power, they send it all. The Nebuchadnezzar day electricity in this Iggy Adegi had it out, the person had it out after the yet, so Ajum, that is the Spinayani Kitane.
We regulate Rocky Mountain Power, but we do not regulate the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority.
Adonike Yaha Rocky Mountain Power, they send it 80 day at his bitten by a day's hit or listener.
If this agreement is approved, the customers of Rocky Mountain Power in the Utah portion of the Navajo Nation will be served instead for their electricity service by the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority.
Electricity they send it out in the
The reason we're here tonight is to give anyone who wants to speak to us the opportunity to tell us why they are either in favor of this agreement or opposed to this agreement.
And
with that, we have two members of the public who have indicated that they want to talk to us about this. So we will move first to Mr. Robert Maryboy. Am I saying that right? And then Lorraine Antes. Okay, so Mr. Maryboy, if you'd like to speak to us, you can sit there, you can come up here, whatever you're more comfortable.
Sit here.
Okay.
I talked to a lot of people over across that are already receiving power over there, and they told me that they rather have a Rocky Mountain Power to do their service over there, you know, and if you're really comfortable with that, you know, so And myself, I haven't got the power to my house yet, though, but you guys are supposed to do the construction part here, and that's what I'm waiting on. And I feel really comfortable with the Rocky Mountain part myself, too, so that's what I just want to speak to you about.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Anything further?
No, that's, you know, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Lorraine Antes, did you want to speak to us from where? If you want to speak from where you're sitting, please try to speak up so our recorder will get us. Oh, sorry, there you are.
Yeah, thanks for coming and sharing all this with us, and I appreciate that you guys are doing this and setting this up. And, you know, Rocky Mountain is, they've been working with us for a long time, even though I don't have electric. And I appreciate that they're working with us. And for me, I think whoever does the electric is fine with me. But like I said, Rocky Mountain's been with the reservation for a long time. And they were doing pretty good. And my neighbors, they're all with Rocky Mountain. And you know, like, I don't know anything about NTUA, but I think Rocky Mountain is the fastest service that they can do on the reservation. And that's all the concern I have.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing that comment to us tonight, Ms. Sanchez. Ms. Cheryl Murray, who's standing there at the back of the room, has a sign-in sheet. Anyone who wants to speak to us can get on her list and see her. At this point, I'm not aware of anyone else who wants to speak to us at this point. Is that correct, Ms. Murray? Oh, you have somebody else. Good. Thank you. Donald Keith?
Right.
Okay. Would you like to speak to us from where you're sitting or stand?
Well, let me just stand up here a ways and introduce myself. My name is Donald. My last name is Keith. I'm originally from Landon, but I moved away from Landon about over close to 50 years, or more than 50 years now. I've been working down Peabody Coal, retired from there. And most of my life, the time we were living in Kayanta, we had NTUA service. And I'm not familiar with Utah Power and Light, but I have no preference to either one. Either one's fine. And my whole idea is we're trying to locate back into Utah, since we're living in Kayanta at the time being. We're living in, we want to move back to Cajon Mesa, where my wife's originally from. We established a whole gong, octagon out there, and trying to get a house established. And we've been at this for about 4 years, 3-4 years. I've talked to I don't know if it's Utah Power Light or a different company from Oregon or somewhere, and they estimated me out. There's a power line within about, I would say about 600 yards. There's a power line, it's one there, and we've established a home. There's my sisters, and my sister-in-laws, and my brother-in-laws are all coming living in the area there. And we're trying to have a power service brought up to us. And I had those guys come out and estimated the power line, how much it's gonna cost me, or us, and then, you know, within that length of area there, it's all been cleared for everything else because we have to have a home site leased. And I was told it's going to cost me $8,000 to $12,000 to have a power run out to where we're at. Mind you, if there's always a power line out there, they're not going to, because people already got their services. If you add on like we have, then it's going to cost money. I'm saying, Mr. Murray was just saying that he doesn't have power, and later we were supposed to have power. They have no power. And how much is it going to cost them to establish a power line from wherever because you're talking, I don't know how long, how that distance of the air is going to be, you know, you're going to have a clearance from Utah Power and Light to have the clearance from where, I don't know where, because we have ones that have been cleared, but they want different, I understand they want a different type of clearance, so that you'll be able to get Power and Light. And the money structures, where's all this money going to come from? Do we have enough money out of our own pocket to pay for all this? You know, here we are, living in a third world, United States spending millions and millions of dollars across the ocean for people that just destroys everything they've been given, and yet we're the owner of this country, and we don't qualify for anything. And I had no problem with the NTUA. And I haven't raised my kids in an area where it's all, you know, Kayenta is pretty well established with everything you think of. You know, we have phone lines. I don't know what kind of phone lines you guys are willing to give us, emergency-wise. You know, when you're under a doctor's care, you got to have an ambulance service or something. You have to have a fast communication to be able to meet a requirement to your doctors or to an emergency facility. You know, NTUA has those kind of things, you know. And NTUA is willing to relocate some of their products to the Red Mesa, which is closer for a lot of people that don't have this. And coming to think about that, you know, I raised my kids because they had to have technology in order to go to school. I know Salt Lake and all those areas, big cities, they have all kinds of technologies. They have fiber optics. I have two sons that works in that field, fiber optics and communication, computers. They work under these big companies, so NTUA is willing to provide that to the people out here. How about Utah Power and Light? Are they willing to do anything like that for the people? Because you guys are willing to bring your business out here on the reservation, knowing of these things, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I don't know people speak about money. Navajos don't have money. You know, we're in a third world country, and we try to scavenge for money, some kind of resources. And today, when they had a meeting in Atlanta, they said they were willing to bring some phones, cellular phones. They're willing to bring some work on some internet and stuff like that. How about you, Utah Power and Light? Are they willing to do that? And, you know, you guys are all living sharp, but look at us. We don't have the money. We don't have the means. And are we willing to dish out extra money for all this stuff, for Utah Power and Light to bring us this kind of up-to-date technology issues? Our kids who go to school, they need this fiber optic, they need this technology, they need this computer, they need the phone lines, they need emergency stuff. You know, a lot of things that needs to be brought on, and also a question on what does Utah Power and Light offer to along with what NTUA is offering us. I know a lot of people here in Utah have faith in Utah Power and Light, but on the other hand, if you weigh the consequences, what are you guys willing to offer us? Or NTUA is willing to offer all these other details? You know, so that's my big concern, my big question. I have a home, I'm trying to relocate. I don't have the money to pay $8,000 to $12,000 to have light come up to my house, because I still have to buy another home in order to have it built, you know. In the meantime, I just have an octagon hookup that has a solar system. I rent that from NTUA. I rent that so I can have enough of that electricity during the daytime when the sun's good. You know, so what does, I don't know what the history or what Utah Power and Light's offering us. This before I make a big drastic decision on who I'm going to go with, you know. I don't mind NTUA. I don't mind Utah Power and Light, but I don't really know what you guys have to offer us. So it comes to the point where we do need electricity. We need some emergency stuff. We need some computer and stuff like this for our kids, because the kids go to school. The roads are bad. You know, some of the kids don't go to school for almost a month sometimes because of the muddy road condition. So you need that internet service. I know big cities don't have to have, they don't have that problem that, you know, they just have everything down the street and it's available to them. But if you can't go to school, because those guys, kids have to be transported from 6 o'clock in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night. And we don't have no internet. How the kids want to learn anything without having all this basic stuff for everybody? So that's my question to you guys. And if you can fill me in on that, and I'll show me the decision on that. Hey, Hashnagi, Shikwajin, Bamajin, the way Kahoni said that, Hashnagi, Bamajin, and some of the Bashashi, I don't know how I do. Hey, I don't care if I have a nanny, either of any cash. Do I have any car, not do it? And in that store, Nigan Saho, not over Nespasil, and Nani Kachin, but thinking our own boys build Nikana Jim. I call go over on Saki, so be like Bamington. That's an interesting dog, eh? Hajo that he's seen Hayat Eta into a gas. It'll go to Utah Power and Light. Hajo that he's seen Hayat Eta Jota. Oh, you and the inside of King, more Timothy Bahayani, like dusty, electricity dusty. It'll die down on that. That is even Nachi. Like Alan. Anzal Babangi, that electricity bed up. Oh, she was showing me. Hey, Alpha, one of the Stato, Homeside is Shahazo, Odin, Hashia, electricity shake, Ashina. Hey, Tapar and Daddy, but you are added, laughed at me. Hoka, home, Yahoo, not so shabby, Adisha, that's the go, Shandas car. Adam, they done, not Sabin, the mean though, not his up, the mean part of it. I don't have to retire like that until it is a dog that he can achieve. As you could need a sneeze cake, I would not have been pleased by it at all. There is not his luck at the knee that's a mark of it. I should have the best of it, you know. I should have had a kind of money. Oh, Taho, Halik Ado, he's such a good way back into Utah Barnetto and to be a back into that. Hashim, me, Utah Barnetto. Nihliyat eh, jahop ene, ha ishiye ni ka ihiye. Ajoban sohke so, ha ishiye ni ka ihiye di. Toda zi peso eoshte nzi. Eda zi dee katichi. Nana, NTU AJ, AJ, Redmusek, oban zaitan da bit atan. Akwe facility nzhabo, along just like chindi do kenyan da, shubra data, akwe, Red Missing on the details. Although it be life on the Mexican health on the tower, on the California. It did that, it had that one. Upon cellular phone, other phone, other you can. Have been sort of erotaji now to the Hanta has found emergency been yet. Ahayaha, that's when I have best portion of ARG and phone. Nkahayasun, Ega Aoke. You tap our lads, it don't hold on, it doesn't. So that's it, don't miss that. Aro, I don't know if it's Utah Power Light or not different company from Hawaii. NTA wants to do that.
Kids are still using the old maps. Khaj, a third world country that I have. But I don't have a vision. And they go on that. That is a gun that the Kudo, United States, or what's more basic, not the equipment needs, so she can't do it. Although I did not die, it said, oh, I'm bound to try and okay. And yet we get more money into it. Need in the shin, need tax money about a whole thing. Oh, yeah, I'm okay. I can't think of the eight of the car. You got that. Hot are your bands of kissing. Hot are on the car. She didn't know, they drank this, you know. Either they have electricity or they want to be sitting at the land. But I studied all the They can have internet service there. They have a way to get their education to a school or else if they don't have any cognitive, our kids are going to be still fighting the mud going to try and go to school.
I don't care. I don't care.
That's all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Keith. Appreciate your comments. You also raised some questions. I think there might be some people in the room after the hearing who might be able to
sure.
talk to you about some of the questions you asked.
Yes, I would have that address.
Ms. Murray, do we have others who are interested in speaking to us tonight?
No.
You don't have any further? Okay. Well, as we said, we put...
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Could I say something to him? Is this really going to happen, or is it just... We're just going to talk about it, you know, like my mom...
Sure.
She's been without power for all her life, mm-hmm. and she's been to the chapter house in Shiprock, Anna, Tuba City, Window Rock, and it's just all talk, and she needs power, mm-hmm. because like they say, you know, you don't have to go to Africa to see the third world, it's just right across. If you just go over there, you know, it's embarrassing. My mom, she doesn't have power. I want power for her. And I want to know if it's really going to happen, or somehow Window Rock's going to step in and they say, oh, no, we can't do this. And the Hope Side East, too, it's nonsense. It takes forever. Because my mom applied for a house, and finally, like about 10, 15 years ago, she wanted that house, and she's been at it like all her life, for like 50 something odd years. And she's almost 90 years old. And I served my country, 74, 75, and 76. And I had like an operation on my head and on my right eye. Then I have to have another one on my left eye. So I really need help. And I had a house. I had a real good job. I had my own business in St. George. But then the economy just went down and never recovered from it. So I came back after being away for 33 and a half years. Graduated from blind union, you know. I like blind union, you know. I like love. I like all the people. But it's just that, you know, I'm trying to do something for my mom and for myself and for my brother too. He's handicapped. And it's just like three of us. We like we go all over the place, you know, applying for homes at least. And I really want to know what's going on. So that's all I can say.
Okay. Mr. Bernali, thank you for your additional comments. And as I said before, you raised the question of, is this really going to happen? This commission's been asked to approve this agreement that would transfer electric service to from Rocky Mountain Power to NTUA. We're having another hearing on Thursday, and then after that, our commission will issue a decision whether to approve that agreement. So I hope that sheds some light on your question. I saw one other hand of someone over here. Okay. For the recording, give your name again. Lorraine Anthes, thank you.
Yeah, I agree with the guy that was just talking, and there's a lot of us that don't know about this NTUA, what they're offering and stuff like that. And I'm sure now they know, and like me, I don't know anything about it. And I've been fighting, trying to get my electric and stuff like that. And just like he said, he has to pay so much just to get his electric line to his house. And Rocky Mountain told me the same thing. I had to get blood out of my pocket to pay for that electric line to my house. But one year, finally, UPA really saved my life that they gave me a solar to run my home. But like I said, you know, it's best that we get the electric and, you know, I agree with him what, you know, NTUA is offering, and I would like that. And just like he said, what are you guys going to be offering to us? And I just have a question on that. And, you know, it's just like, for me, it's just like Rocky Mountain NTUA don't matter, just like I say, but that's just what we want for our people.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for those additional comments. And maybe there's some in the room, some of the questions you've raised, maybe there's some who can address that with you after the hearing. Thank you, Ms. Sanchez. Did I see one more individual? If you tell us, give your name for the recording, you can stay where you are or come up here, whatever you'd prefer.
Okay.
And just give us your name and then go ahead.
My name is Irene Jones, and y'all aged in that. I work with the school district. I work with San Juan School District, and as you guys all know, our district is in bind educational wise. And talk about third world country, it is very true. I have been following the bus route with Bluff Elementary. And we see kids getting on the bus with the after school program at 5 o'clock. And an 8 year old coming home at 7:05, that's 2 hour bus ride. If we could eliminate some of these hassle for our children and talk about how our children are not learning, and I think it's not only the children, it's our community. I believe that this power line should be given to the Navajo tribe. Not only will it help our people, it will actually give employment to our own people, whereas we have been under Utah Power and we haven't really seen the results. So I believe that it should be transferred. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be transition, you know, just getting the power to our Navajo. I see a lot of elderlies here. I believe maybe there is miscommunication with the language barrier. Somebody just mentioned how they have been doing paperwork. I believe if we work within our own tribe, maybe they can understand what our situation is on or act. So that's my belief. I've been asked to, I applied for electricity. This was about maybe 10 or 12 years ago. And I have a son with disability and he has a power chair. I'm coming to a conclusion where I'm going to have to bring my son home, but how am I going to get power? How's my son going to function? You know, if you guys can understand a situation where I'm going through, if you do have a son that is going to be using a power chair, tell me how you can accommodate this child. That's my take. I go to the na ani atin kishin githara do tehniki ad ne bande anshi. Ayat echada nikit nesani liniki dos tu lini to the gani ditsagi abid nek echet yelki oshi joke to tik hala kishi nahe to ani the tahti a ea belagana belikit nit the hal of haja in ashnish ahot a to the ranon hachin a kerit nanti electricity kata has to oshi asho that the ayat oshi measure that the kit or the computer had nik on it at ahot a there's this barrier. There is a lot of generational gap. Computer up in set case that then get out of your cup in the so I really favor mine with the Navajo Nation into a thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Delphinia D.
Hi, my name is Delphina D, and I live across the river. My dad, Jim Vinali, lives out there. I'm the oldest daughter. And from what I saw years ago as I grew up, we got power, Utah Power and Light at that time, in no time. Okay, that came into the reservation like in no time. But we got the water like maybe 10 years later. You know, that's how long it took NTUA to move into our area to get water there. So for them to come and say, yeah, we're going to get power to you, there's already power there. Why do you want to come in and, you know, mess with what we have? Because if our electric goes out, they're there 45 minutes. They're there within 3 hours. They're telling us to turn on our power, to get it turned back on, and which it usually is. But I was in the Air Force from 85. I left in 1985, came back in 89, went to work in Farmington, and that's when I, you know, it's been 26 years now. And within the last 13, 14 years, I applied for home site lease, which I did. And that took 5 years, and that's through the tribe. And from that 5 years, it took another 3-4 years for me to get a home so I can pay it off when I retire, which is about 4 more years, so I can move home. I have a home there. I have a double wide, thinking that, you know, I'm gonna move home and I'm gonna have everything established. So my power, I got my home there set up in 2009. So since then, how long has it been? 7-8 years almost. And from my understanding is that we're waiting for NTUA for you to release authority for them to, but that's not right. You know, Rocky Mountain is ready to move in. I know that because I've communicated with them. I visited with them in Blanding. They're ready to move the power in. Like, I'm not gonna pay for it. The chapter's gonna pay for it. You know, there's somebody saying that, you know, I have to pay for it. No, I'm not gonna pay for it. You know, because I grew up here, and this is where I live, and this is where I grew up, and this is where I'm from. So Rocky Mountain is my preference right now, just because I live in Farmington, and I have employees that work with me that want to borrow money. They want to borrow money because their power went out. Because their due date was 5 days ago, and they don't give them time to pay for it. They're like, your power's off, just like that, you know, and then the next morning they don't have no power. So what do they have to do? They have to come up with somewhere from $25 to $90 to get it turned back on. Even though they're shutting it off right there, and the lady is standing there, my employee, he's standing there with the money. He goes, no, you gotta go over there. In the meantime, he's already put a lock on it. So now she has to go round up some money, get to the NTUA, but then she's already charged for late charge. I don't know how Rocky Mountain's gonna work with that, because I never know my dad to be late on his electric bill. So I don't know how that works, but I know NTUA, they're gonna put a lock on it right away, even if you have the money there. So I would rather have Rocky Mountain stay with us on the reservation, just leave things the way they are, and just go with keep with Rocky Mountain, because that is our preference in our community right there. Why change things when things are already set up? So, and that's really, I think I saw his name over there. There was a note on my door. There's a house next door, my mom and my dad over there. And I have to sleep on my dad's couch when I come home. But yet, you know, there's no communication, it seems like, to let us know that who's waiting for who. Is NTU waiting for Rocky Mountain to release everything? Or is Rocky Mountain waiting for NTUA to take over the whole? See, I'm kind of confused. I think a lot of people here are. I'm like, we're having these meetings after meetings after meetings, and we're saying Red Mesa chapter. All I heard was no. But I heard Anna chapter, they're half and half. You know, it's like, what's the deal? What's going on, really, between the NTUA? I know that Rocky Mountain wants to come in and run my power line. They already have stakes there to run the power line. But we're waiting for some, what do you call it, right-of-way. What's a right-of-way? There's really no access roads between those, you know, where we live. So if somebody can answer me that question, why we're not allowing Rocky Mountain to continue to run the power lines for 7 years now. So it'll be nice to get from NTUA, because the chapter meetings I went to, it was just a lot of bickering on what to do. But I say just leave things the way they are, because we have that choice, I think, on our home sites. Because what I'm hearing is that even if this agreement goes through, we still have to wait till 2015 before we can even flip our switch on the people that don't have no power yet. So that's all I gotta say. I vote to stay with Rocky Mountain, so I wish you guys would stay with us.
Okay, thank you, Misty. Thank you for your comments.
Speak again.
Let me just see if we have anyone else with Ms. Moore. Do we have anyone else? Okay, yes, sir. Why don't we give those who haven't spoken yet a chance, who want to do that. If you want to tell us your name and...
Jim Benally.
Jim Benally, okay.
I'm not very good with English. I'm an eighth grade dropout. I'm in favor of you guys. One time a light went out, you know, outside light, you know. Then my son was here, called you guys. You came in right away, put that light back on. So she says, you know, hey, I'm in favor of Rocky Mountain. I want to stay with Rocky Mountain. But there's a lot of gossip. Oh, what chapter meeting? Then I have to pay some to reconnect. There's a lot of gossip. When we had a meeting over there at Mesa, there's a different person come up there to tell their story about how the NUTA treat them. I'd like to stay with Rocky Mountain. One time our light went out, you know, I had some meat in the refrigerator, you know. I was worried about those, you know. So they came down, switched my light back on. I think this is the fourth meeting we had right here to discuss this light, you know. Just like this guy said, what benefit are we going to get from you guys? They asked the same question to any NUTA over there at Red Mesa. The same question that he asked you guys. What benefit are we going to get from you guys? That's all the question they give us over there. I don't know. What the hell? I come so I sit at the song and say, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bernali. I think I saw one other individual over here who wanted to speak.
Hi, good evening again, Sam. When I was living on the Mesa, yes, my grandparents, my uncle, and all my neighbors had Rocky Mountain for a very, very long time. And like I said, I started on my own project, and it's taking a while, and I went to ask for Anna Chapter, and they told me to wait for N2EA because there's negotiation going on, but it's taking like 10 years now. And my power is just right there by the road. So I called Rocky Mountain from Blandy, and they did an estimate. It's going to only cost me $3,000. So, and then, like I said, it's going to be a while again. So I started the project myself, buying parts here and there. And then all they have to do is come in and do my transformers. That's it. And then when the power goes out, I have Rocky Mountain right here in Blandy. It only takes a couple of minutes to come down when there's a block, like a shortage, blackout thing. And they'll get down, and then, and here NTA is offering all this bundle that comes with the power. What about if there's something like they didn't offer the power, the bundle that they offered? Now what?
you know? And I don't know what kind of bundle they offer, but where does in the statement saying that, okay, if the NTA is what we're giving you, where's the document saying that and showing it to the people? We don't see any of it. It's just like say so. That's all we're hearing, you know. But like we said, Rocky Mountain been in there and it has power down their house, and they even got the power down to where Resolute is, all the power plants. You know, it got it going from that power plant. It went from one house to another because Rocky Mountain is the one that established all these power lines to the other people. It's not NTUA that did that. It's Rocky Mountain. So if I try to do some by myself, I think I'd rather stick with you guys. I mean, even though I try to do it on my own, but I think I'd rather have top Rocky Mountain. Even the medical service is just right there. Even though we have internet on our phones. We carry cellular phones. We can buy little gadgets to put in your phone for internet. I get full digital thing on my internet. I even have, my sister Evan has internet on her phone going through her house. So there's no power with the internet out there. And we have a cellular tower. I don't know why they're establishing what other cellular phone that we're supposed to have on our internet. So all these years it's dated way back there, and even supply utility to Resolute and all the power plant that we have out there. Rocky Mountain's the one that did that. Even though they're stored like a blowout at one of their power plants, Rocky Mountain's out there. And in TSA, they have only 500 and something people that are employed. If we have a block out, and they have the NTA has all these reservations to cover, how many people are going to come out and restore the power for us when it goes out? Even though if it's in the middle of the night. But Rocky Mountain is just right here. There's a couple of people in Blanding. I see their vehicles out here in the middle of the night, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to fix the power wherever the main source is. But at it into it, it's going to take a while, and they only have employed so much people to come out and do it. I'm going to stick with Rocky Mountain, even though I try to do the project on my own, but I'm going to try.
Okay. Thank you. And I didn't catch your name at the beginning.
Phyllis Sam.
Phyllis what?
Sam,
okay. Thank you, Ms. Sam. Ms. Murray, did you have anyone else who had signed up?
Mr. Murray, boy.
Did you want to speak again? I just wanted to make sure there wasn't anyone else I just want to make sure there's no one else who hasn't spoken yet who wants to do so. Okay, Mr. Murray, boy, if you want to address us again. Thank you.
Yeah, she quite said. Che, Robert Maryboy, she has. That's change, you know, I don't. Look at the name, Jay, that dish, but no, I don't put a change in there. I thought of Scott, so I should change that day. You go in Nanja, I just touch up on the way to the outbreak. Again, when she walked to Dada, she knew quick. Now, Kiko, say what that kid like, but when she had the outbreak, I had a veterans home that built up there. And the only thing that's waiting on is a power line to be established over there and all the right of way and the, are all, you know, taken care of. The only thing I'm waiting on is the NTUA to approve the funding. So the Utah Power Line can do the construction part, you know, three more power to my house. Mama, her name was Jean Mary Boy, Quetzal, and Billy Quetzal too. Both of them, they waited for the power line to come off to their new house out there. And they waited all these years, and they never got the power line out to them. Now both of them, they passed on, and there's an empty house sits over there now, which is really sad, you know, when the two elderly are trying to get a power line to their house. You know. And now I'm waiting for my power line, you know, to get to my house, which is close to my mom's house, you know. So that's where it's at right now. And the NTUA hasn't approved that yet. But you guys are waiting to do the construction part. Just like Jimmy Benitez said, I'm in favor with you guys. Utah Power and Light. So, that's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Merriway. I just want to say thank you again to every... Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stephanie Cate? It's not working yet.
I'm Stephanie Keith, and excuse me, I have a sore throat a little. I'm Stephanie, and my grandparents is Bill and Jesse Atoffley from Cajon Mesa, and I have a home site lease up there. And my parents also have a home site lease there. I also live in Kayenta, and I live under NTUA. Okay? And we went to so-called your electric company, I don't know. We were told to pay for $3,000 for a post to come to our area. Okay? I don't know how many people you guys can afford $3,000 for a post. I don't know how much money you guys have. So, my question is this now, you know, because we've been out of power for some time now, for a couple of few years now. So, and the post is $3,000 and I can't come up with it. You know, and I work in Kayenta just for, because I have no job over there, you know. And I work with NTUA over there. And NTUA has different things that they do. I don't know if you guys have a cellular company, but NTUA does, okay? They brought a cellular choice one. They have free phones, you know, that you can use. I don't know if you guys can buy that. No, obviously not. I know NTUA does, so I'm able to use it, you know, without free of charge. You know, and you see all these elderly people that I work with at the school and stuff, and parents and students, you know. I'm a teacher. And so when I look at all these things, I really don't think, you know, I come over here, I research what you guys all have. I don't see any opportunities available from you guys because everybody's being charged, okay? But I know that NTUA, because I live with them and I work with them, I'm able to afford the payments. They brought the solar power to our house out here, and we're just paying for it. I mean, that was quick service to me. I don't know anything wrong with it, you know? There's nothing wrong with NTUA. As a matter of fact, I really like them, you know? I don't know about how your guys' service is about, you know, bringing service out there for power light, solar power. We went to you guys, nobody provided solar power for us from you guys. I'm not trying to compare a lot of things to say it's bad here and bad there, okay? But I've worked with NTUA and I appreciate them, okay? I really do. Maybe it's hard for the Native people to be changing from Utah to NTUA. This is a great opportunity, okay? You have to, it takes time, yeah. We don't live close by, like, you know, cities or a town like Blanding, you know? That's easier to put up. But we live so far apart that it takes a long time, okay? But you know what, NTUA brought me solar power. I'm able to use it. I have a refrigerator in our little house over there. I go back every weekend and I check on it. Everything's fine. NTUA comes by and calls me and says, we need to check your solar power. Can you meet us to stay? And we say, yes. So we drive all the way back over here and make sure that our solar power is working well. This is the kind of service that they provide, okay? I know, because I'm living it. And then when I go to Kayenta and I work over there, you know, I have a lot of friends or grandmothers because I have extended friends. Now, all those grandmas and grandpas, they have phones. Anybody heard of Cellular One? You know, everybody must have Cellular One. The choice is just even like that. You're not going to have an opportunity to get services like this from NTUA. You're missing it. All these years in Montezuma Creek, nothing has been improved. I went to school in Salt Lake City, graduated from Southern Utah University. I came back here, it's still the same. You know? There's no businesses except for the clinic. There's nothing that's being built to help the Native people. And so we come here as Native people and we say, oh, this is this and this and this and that. But we're stopping people from coming in to help us. This is a group of people that's trying to come in to help you people. Okay? That's just the way it is. So I think that even my Native people, you know, all you people need to understand that we need to invite these people in to help build the community. Okay? Even our roads are Resolute. It's been there for years and years. Look at the road towards Resolute. Right? Everybody wants Resolute, but where's the road being fixed? When? Where? How? I haven't seen it. You know? I go up to the Mesa and I think, oh, it's all muddy up there. I can't even drive up there during the wintertime. So how many years are we going to be stuck in this one area when we could actually make something happen with NTUA too? You can't keep stopping it. We're never going to progress. This is an opportunity that we can take and use it and apply it, not just for ourselves, but for everyone. Okay? I understand you guys are a great bunch of people. Okay? I give you that. But I don't see a lot of people coming out to see the Native people. I've never even heard Rocky Mountain come out to Montezuma Creek, right? Or Bluff. I never heard meetings like that. This is the very first time I've heard of it from the time I've been here. Because it's switching over. Well, you know what? I like NTUA because I experienced their services. I appreciate their services. They do a good job, you know. They work hard and also provides jobs for Native people, you know. Why not? Let's take advantage of it. Let's improve our community. Let's help ourselves as a group here. That's the way I think. That's what I believe. And I appreciate you guys coming out and doing the things that you need to do and try to preserve. But you know what? I'm going to be honest. I just don't have anything. I've never even seen you guys until today. Right? You don't even know who I am. You know? And you're never going to see me after this day. You know? But these people are going to be there every day. All the time. Because you get to see them. They're in Shiprock, they're in Kayenta, they're in Chinle, they're everywhere. All these people are being helped. You know? Why stop something that's positive for us? And you guys can say Rocky Mountain was there, here and there, but I haven't seen them help me yet. Okay? And I've been to Rocky Mountain, I've been asking. But this is an opportunity for us to use. They give the discounts to elderly people. They give a whole bunch of different help for them. We get clean water, right? Well, NTUA, when that water contaminated went by, NTUA helped us. Yeah, I was there. I got the water. Yeah, even in Monument Valley, NTUA. entertainment, right?
You can't even drink alcohol.
Yeah, you can't drink it. But they brought the stuff out. They made sure the water was clean. Yeah, yes, they did. Because I got my water for my shit.
We'll ask the audience to let Miss Keith wrap up her comments. Thank you.
That's what you need to think of. Instead of just worrying about what happened at that time, you need to think about what's going to be ahead. Not just at the moment. And that's what you all need to think about, is how you're going to progress. We can't just continue to stop. It hasn't improved. You can bring all your council delegates and all these people. It hasn't helped.
No.
No? I haven't seen any improvement. No.
Yep.
I haven't even never met them until today. And they never come to my house. How can they know me? See? That's the difference. You can say all that, but it's not true. Okay, that's just what I believe. I believe NTA can do just as good of a service that they can.
Yeah, how many people? 20 people?
I don't know. You know what? They take care of all of Shinley, Tuba City, everywhere else. Why not here?
Yeah,
the whole reservation.
They do the whole reservation, but here.
In Arizona.
Yep.
This is
so you know what? They do take care of us.
This is Utah.
Thank you, Ms. Keith. I want to. Ms. Murray? Sure.
We have five more people who would like to speak.
Okay, thank you.
Let's
see. I'll just read the names. We have Donna Benally, Thomas Harmon, Hammond, Main Estry. I'm sorry, my eyes are not doing great right now. Proven Benally Cuffman, Evelyn Benally Cuffman, and Pamela.
I thought that was just a sign-in.
Oh, okay, okay.
Trish's got it.
Ms. Schmidt, yes.
Chairman Lamar, we have people come in since people have been introduced, and I'm not sure that some of the people who have come in may understand the functions of the commission and what
right.
you folks do. And maybe it would be helpful just to say another couple sentences about that, because you guys aren't Rocky Mountain Power. You guys
sure.
are going to decide whether or not Rocky Mountain Power's application to change things to NTUA will be approved, but you're not Rocky Mountain Power.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Schmidt. So that, for that clarification, those of us here at the table with the Utah Public Service Commission, we've been asked to approve an agreement between Rocky Mountain Power and the NTUA for transfer of service. We're holding this public hearing tonight for people to speak for or against that, and we have one more hearing on that issue in Salt Lake City. So with that, I believe we have three more individuals. You know, with these public, as we start going later, the issue of whether we need to put on time constraints for speakers becomes more of an issue. It seems like we're probably not to that point yet, but I think if we have three more people to speak to us, we'll go ahead and move that way. So first with Ms. Benally. Thank you.
I don't
Miss Benali? Okay, thank you. If you could give us some kind of summary of those comments, just so we have it for the record.
She has indicated to us that she just wants the power as it is, because these people that were asked, that raised their hand, has indicated that they live in Utah, and they, she's indicated that just leave it as it is, because we're already in Utah, and this is Utah Power that we are talking about.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Ms. Manelli. We appreciate your comments tonight. And if anyone wants their comments translated in English, we can either have them translated as you speak, or do a summary like that if that works. Thomas Harmon, Hammond?
Ham.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Ham, okay. Sorry. Sorry, my eyes aren't doing well tonight. Sure.
Again, I'd like to say welcome here, Commissioner. We're all glad to meet you guys here. And also to TVA and the community, the residents of San Juan County. Myself, my wife here, we've been waiting for almost 18 years now since we are relocated to a new area along Crater Mesa. At the moment, the power that we have is solar from NTUA, and they've been out looking at our area, see what our problem is. And in the past, Utah Power and Light, back then, Utah Power and Light, they did the survey, and they did draw in some stakes in the ground, which came out to a set post up to where we live. I think we had a main line running from the main highway, which was to down to a restaurant, which is your brother's resident. Anyway, we had that survey by Utah Power and Light, and then after Rocky Mountain came in, why they explained to them what happened in the past, what they faced, like, you know, where the stakes are and all that. So, thinking that we can get a fire soon, we talked about, just gathering up some money, scrounging up some money, getting all together, thinking that we can pay for it to get our part. The sooner the better. So my wife called up the chapter house, which is our chapter house in Zanna, and they told us, you know, even though you guys can pay for service now that's going to be out to your house, the chapter house has to have approval of it. They have to approve it. Even we put the money down in front of them, says, well, let's be proven. I don't know what the situation there was. And to this day, you know, all we had was solar, which NTUA brought out to us. And that was a lot. In the past, we used generator for power. We didn't have the money to buy gas for the generator, and, which took us about maybe 5 gallons a day, up to 10 gallons throughout the night. We needed that power. So to this day, we haven't got power yet. So in hopes that you guys would agree to this, to get this settled once and for all, we're just going around in circles. All of us, we just disagree with everyone that's has a different opinion. We all disagree with each other. I don't think that's not the right way to settle this. We gotta have somebody to give us electricity. Some people that already have electricity, they told, they just said, what is NTUA does this? What if? What if? It's our year. It's why we just go around in circles. Those of us that need power, we need to get that power. We need to get this ball rolling. You know, that's what I'm saying. My wife and then other folks that need the power also. Especially those of us that come to the point where we start having medical problems. You know, we need that power. And we used to live down in Montezuma Creek, but we relocated. You know, we give that to our son, one of our kids. So he's the one that's down there and doing a farm preparation with the solar power. But and then I came to find out that solar power costs more than regular electrical power compared to the bill down there where we used to live. Also with the water bill. They're maybe 75% lower than what we're paying for solar up there. So we would really like to have this power situation solved right away. The sooner the better. You know? And then, like I say, there's a school around the circle in the room. We're not getting anywhere. People have different opinions, different ideas and all that. You know? We just, I don't know where to go. We could just continue doing this. We need to get this settled. We need to get this going. That's what I'd like to see your commission take care of this problem for us. And I agree with NTA. I agree with Rocky Mountain for the service that they've done in the past for us. With our power now also. Myself, I appreciate what the service that they give us in the past. In the hopes that the NTA will give us the same service from here on to the future. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not going to sit here and argue with people who have already had power and say, we disagree with this, we disagree with that. You know, we'd like to get this part of the situation solved once and for all. It would be nice. It would be a great benefit to us. Appreciate giving me the time to talk.
Thank you, Mr. Hamm. Thank you. Maine Etsy? Am I saying that right?
Maxine Etsy.
I'm sorry, I didn't read it very well.
Yeah, I'd just like to express my appreciation to the Rocky Mountain Power because they're very reliable people and you can request for. Like in my case, I had a daughter that was dependent on electrical use. That she had 24/7. She was using, like her bed was electric. You know, everything was electric. So, and there was time that I couldn't, you know, make a payment for. I would talk to the Rocky Mountain and they understood my situation, but my daughter, you know, the benefit of her, the usage of the electricity. And I just want to, I rather stick with Rocky Mountain Power than NTUA because I had bad experience with NTUA on the water usage. There was, I already spoke to the NTUA customer service about the incident that happened, and I said, I called NTUA, and they didn't even come to the house until the next day to turn out the water. There was a broken pipe, the water was just gushing out of the ground, and it was just a big puddle, and so, I was thinking, if I can depend on NGA, what makes me think that I would go with them, with the, you know, the power that, I mean, they're advertising themselves that they're trying to get some customers, and I don't really appreciate their help, you know, I can't say I don't depend on them, so. So I read they're just stupid to Rocky Mountain. That's why I want to just say my point of view. I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I think it's best for as a native that lives in Utah, just stick with the Rocky Mountain. And I recommend that. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Thank you to everyone who came here today. I know many of you went to some effort to be here at this meeting tonight. We recognize that. We recognize the effort. Those of you who came both to speak and those of you who came just to listen, we appreciate you being here, and we understand how much this issue matters to a lot of people. As I said before, we have one more hearing on this subject on Thursday in Salt Lake City, and then we will issue the results of that hearing in writing shortly after that. And with that, this hearing is adjourned. Thank you all.